Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense. Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. And tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak, or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Ladies and gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves. For listeners' benefit, we're literally going through the Sheffield Live playlist computer and typed in Christmas and found this gem.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the Crazy Frog must have been a big moneymaker at the time.
It was for a short amount of time.
If they ventured into doing Christmas songs as well. They probably charted. I don't know.
I think it's an album track. They had a.
Oh, he brought an album?
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. Why wouldn't he have had? Are you all geared up for Christmas then, James?
Kind of. It's apparently happening next week. I know that much.
I know, yeah, a week away. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yes. So this time next week, we'll all be jolly.
Yeah. You won't have to listen to us either.
No.
Because we've got the next 2 weeks off, and we'll be probably recovering from some sort of hangover on Christmas morning and New Year's Day morning. But what better Christmas present could you want, James, than a new Rate Good Music Christmas podcast?
Nice segue.
Indeed. And if you haven't been on Twitter...
No, I meant I wanted a nice segue.
Oh, oh, James. Yeah, they're pretty cool, actually. I've been on... one of the works dues we had, we went on the segways.
All right.
They're really, really cool. And we were doing, like, segway races in and out of cones and then, you know...
All right.
Yeah, quite dangerous at high speed, but...
Once you get your balance, it's...
Yeah.
Fine,
well,
isn't it?
Well, one of the ladies was really struggling because she was trying to overcompensate, and then she just ended up going backwards and forwards like a like a rocking chair sort of thing. But no, brilliant. But yes, no, if you've been on Twitter this morning, you follow the Rate Good Music magazine.
You can't have missed it.
You can't have missed it, because he must have posted it 20 times.
Yes. I think that there's a new podcast out from Rate Good Music.
Are you on Twitter now?
Yeah. I'm just looking now. Yeah. several million different updates about the Christmas special Rate Good Music podcast.
Indeed.
I was actually listening to it on the way to meet you this afternoon.
Yeah. No, I'd not listened to it yet. I was watching the QPR and Aston Villa match.
All right. Any good?
No.
No.
In a word?
Fair enough.
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah. So, what's your favourite Christmas song then, James? It's obviously not Crazy Frog.
Oh, I love Crazy Frog. It's great. my favourite Christmas song, it's actually a really sad one. And it's by Erasure, and it's called She Won't Be Home.
Oh, no.
It's from their Crackers International EP from 1989.
1989, wow. I didn't know they'd done a Christmas song either.
They did a Christmas EP, Crackers International EP, which had, like, Stop and Knocking on Your Door and stuff on it. And then She Won't Be Home was the last track on it. And it's quite sad. It's about a girl that runs away from home and wants to get back in touch with her parents.
Oh.
Yeah. Bless. We have the results, by the way, of last week's poll of the award for the best daytime detective show, as
yes,
spurred on by CK Gold Itting.
Yes, I know. I know a lot of people across the nation have been, you know, eagerly awaiting the results of this poll.
Yes, and it's a three-way tie.
Yeah, a bit of an anticlimax.
Yeah, Quincy wasn't so popular.
Quincy, right? Was he not?
No, he came fourth or second because there's a three-way tie.
I know very unlikely, but if the listeners haven't seen the poll, what were the options again?
The options were the best daytime detective show was either Columbo, Murder, She Wrote, Diagnosis Murder, or Quincy M.E.
Four excellent choices, by the way.
Yeah, I could sit and watch any of them.
Yeah, ooh, I didn't vote, obviously, because we're impartial, but I would have been probably leaning more towards Murder, She Wrote.
I'm a Columbo man, I think, out of them. I did go through a phase of watching virtually every Diagnosis Murder going.
Yeah, Diagnosis Murder was great as well. I like the theme tune and the opening sequence.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, you don't get that on a Sheffield Live computer, do you?
To be honest, you might just, judging by some of the things that are on there.
What was it we saw earlier? The Bournemouth Orchestra.
The Bournemouth Symphony.
Because that's relevant to Sheffield Live.
The Bournemouth Symphony version of O Christmas Tree.
So we just, like, abandon anything that we were going to do on this show and just go through the Sheffield Live computer?
It's very Christmassy. You can't hear it because you haven't got your headphones in. But it's lovely. It's Bournemouth Symphony. Why would you not want that at Christmas time?
I'm going to plug in these headphones and see.
They might not work.
Well,
CK Golding
broken them.
CK broke them last week, if you remember.
It was all CK.
No, I must give a shout out to CK for turning up last week and guesting for us. Always a pleasure. I particularly like it when he just sits there and
stares.
Yeah, and stares and doesn't say anything. Yeah.
Right. Well, this plugging in of the headphones is going horribly wrong.
Yes. The hole is still there, is it not?
There's something else plugged in and it won't come out.
Oh dear. Well,
abandon ship. I'm not going to bother. Well, it's only the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra.
Don't be hard on the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra.
They're not as good as
Crazy Frog.
Yeah, Crazy Frog.
Orange.
I was going to say not as good as Portsmouth.
Let's ask Harry Redknapp. Don't know. Karl Malone has tweeted in to say that. Well, can't really say what he's put, but he's not a fan of any of those aforementioned daytime detective shows.
What does he watch in the day? He'll be all that Holmes and the Hammer.
Oh well,
rubbish.
That's brilliant. So, you know, good on you if you do. 10 o'clock BBC One, they even started doing it on a weekend now, apparently.
You are that addicted, you know.
Well, Martin Roberts was in I'm a Celebrity of Holmes
yes,
and Hammer.
Yes, he was, yeah.
Yeah, and Divided the Nation.
The whole episode I watched of the whole series.
What music have we got then today? We're going to move away from Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, we've got some really good stuff this week. We've got Awooga, who... their EP is available free, so go to their Facebook and stuff and go and download that. The Red Faces are back, which actually really excited about this, and they've got a new single coming out, so we've got that. We've got an Alvarez King's new single. There's been a lot of new releases in the last week. I Set the Sea on Fire, another one from their B-sides that we'll play just once. And...
Just once?
Just
you
once.
You know how much I like them, James.
And we got sent in some interesting music from America again.
Oh, wow.
So we have... I actually quite like it. It's only a two-minute kind of little hip-hoppy thing by Gino Scars from America.
Should we kick off then?
Yes, let's have some Awooga with a little bit of heaviness. This one is called Thief from their free EP.
Well, Karl Malone has tweeted in to say that Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra will be playing the Frog and Parrot on the 9th of Jan.
I bet.
Yeah. This is Awooga. You're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Tweet us at The Squeak.
You. end of me.
Awooga, awooga, as John Fashanu used to say. But yeah, a bit heavy, but nice. We played a song of theirs before called Where the Others Go, which is on that same EP that's free. So yeah, just go and check them out on Facebook and get the link to the free EP.
We like a bit of free.
Yes, indeed.
Who doesn't? Is it a Christmas freebie or is it always free?
No, it's just one that they've recorded and just put out for free. It's been on there for a couple of months, but they've just reminded everybody as it's coming up to Christmas that
yeah,
it's a nice little present to yourself.
Have you done anything Christmassy then in the run-up to Christmas?
The most Christmassy thing I'd done was probably go to the Street City Market yesterday.
Oh, of course I went with you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good, that. It was, so is it running today as well?
Yes,
so
it's on right now.
Just off Ecky Road, just before you get to
after
Napoleon's.
The show, you can go and...
Oh, yeah, don't go yet.
It's really good. I quite enjoyed it down there.
No, it was good. I did as well. There were loads and loads of food stalls. Nice bar. Questionable music.
Yeah. We were in... Like, it was daytime when we went, wasn't it? I've seen pictures from the evening, because we left, like, R5-ish or something.
Something like that, yeah.
I've seen pictures from the evening where there were, like, fire eaters and stuff like that out there.
Wow.
It looked impressive.
Well, I part ate a burrito. But you guys had these giant Yorkshire pudding wraps, didn't
I think
you?
It is definitely worth mentioning the giant Yorkshire pudding wraps with... Basically, filled with beef and horseradish and buttered vegetables and stuffing and even some rocket leaves, just to top it, wrapped up, like, huge, into burrito style. And
it was ridiculous. Faith picked a piece of beef out of that Yorkshire pudding. It was huge. It was huge. So, yeah, really, really good food. There was a local. I think he was a painter or something, but he'd done prints. That you could buy and frame, which would really cool. Sheffield prints. It was really good, really Christmassy. And we thought it was snowing for a minute, didn't we? But it was just
yeah. We walked out.
It was fake snow.
We had the fake snow, but yeah.
And I had the pleasure of meeting Scott Bailey from Bailey of Sheffield.
Yes, indeed. Because there's lots of independent Sheffield traders there selling their wares. Some quality stuff there. Yeah, it was nice, isn't he, Scott?
He's a really, really nice guy. Lovely. Really nice. Because he was stood there pretty much... Eileen was there for a bit from the business, but she left and he was on his own. And we went to see if he needed any rest break, should we say.
Yeah.
So he went, oh, yeah, I will, just in case. And then as soon as he left, everybody came around.
He got busy.
Everybody came around the stall, and you and Ray had to sort of try and sell, as it were.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, lots of interest though.
Yeah.
Yesterday for the bracelets.
Everywhere that I've been, where they've been, where they've had a stall and been exhibiting, it's always been the busiest stall that I've seen out of the whole lot. Yeah. They were at Peddler's Market at the beginning of December. Yeah, there was about 12 stalls in a line, and there was always a crowd around the Bailey of Sheffield one.
Well, my bracelet's arrived now, so I think it's a birthday present, so I shouldn't really be wearing it, but I am.
Well, I've got my Christmas present early as well, so...
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Right. The VR.
The PlayStation VR.
Managed to get hold of it then?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's crazy how immersive it is. You actually... There's an X-Wing flight fighter demo thing
right.
from the Star Wars Battlefront game. You're actually sat in an X-Wing and flying through space shooting TIE fighters.
Do you need a big telly, though, for it to... Oh, no, of course, because you wear it on your face, don't you? Sorry, right,
You're actually in it.
Sorry, right. Weird.
And it just tracks your movement, so as you look left, you're actually looking around the cockpit of the X-Wing, for instance.
How do you go forward, then? Do you have to... You don't have to walk forward.
You still have a controller in your hand.
Ah, right, okay. I see.
There's some games where you don't necessarily need to move, because there's, like, the Until Dawn Rush of Blood is, like, a horror thing, but it's set on a ghost train type of thing, roller coaster thing. So you're just sat in the roller coaster and having to shoot all the targets and bad guys and stuff.
It's not like the Game Boy, is it, when we were little? Wow.
No,
it's great.
Little black pixels.
Wowza.
Although, speaking of old games, Super Mario Run is out on the iPhone this week.
Oh, is it?
And it's really good. You get the first three levels for free.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just like one of those run and jump games where you tap to make him jump. He automatically runs. You tap to make him jump. You
right.
double tap to make him jump off walls and stuff.
Get that downloaded then. I know one... they do it every year, don't they, the Apple? They give you like 12 free gifts or something.
They didn't do it last year, did they?
Oh, did they not? I don't know.
I don't think they did.
Right. Because I had some free Rolling Stones songs and films and stuff. It was quite good, quite nice.
Yeah, I got Home Alone for free off one of them,
I think. I did, yeah. Great film. I used to know that word for word when I was there.
It is a classic.
Right, what's next on the disc, James?
Keep the Change, you filthy animal. next, it's the return of the Red Faces boys, and I absolutely love this tune, and I love these guys, so yeah, give this a go.
This is Sheffield Live.
Don't
Red Faces.
Come on. Yeah, Faith's just tweeted in. She says, Red Faces are playing the 21st of January at Yellow Arch. Are we going? So what do you say, listeners? Are we going?
It looks like tickets are only £7 as well.
Yeah.
So that's very reasonable.
I've seen them from, like, when they were little kids, essentially, playing various gigs around the city that they could get into to play.
Well, they're not mega old now, are they?
No, they're only young, but they are really good. They're well worth going to see. So, yeah, for £7, 21st of January, Yellow Arch, let's all go.
Indeed. Christmas number ones, James.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's always a battle for the Christmas number one, isn't there? Because the Cowell machine generates somebody else to sort of try and topple whoever's at number one coming up to Christmas. Ever since, really, Pop Idol back in, I don't know, 2000 or whatever, 2001. It's always been one of these reality shows. What's been your favourite Christmas number one?
Rage Against the Machine.
I thought you might say that. So that was who was it now that won that year? Joe McElderry, I think, won the X Factor.
Yeah.
And there was a massive campaign to try
where
and
where he is now.
Yeah, he's doing Panto, I think, ironically. Very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a massive campaign to get Rage Against the Machine to number one, and it worked.
Yeah, there's another campaign this year, which was, I believe, we went to see, what's his name, is it Tom Hingley?
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
At Drumfield.
Yeah, there's a campaign to get Saturn V to number one this year.
Well, there's quite a few campaigns now, because Everly Pregnant Brothers doing Chip Pan on Fire.
You know, every time you really want to hate the Everly Pregnant Brothers because it's just inane crap music that they're doing, right? Every time you want to hate them, they go and do something really nice like that for charity, and you really can't fault them.
No, of course not.
I really do want to dislike everything that they're doing. And they obviously have their fans that follow them around and stuff. But, yeah, along with the South Yorkshire Fire Service, isn't it? They've teamed up to try and get to number one with a play on Kings of Leon's Sex on Fire. They've called Me Chip Pans on Fire.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite funny, but it's a bit of a novelty thing. But then again, all of their songs are, aren't they? So,
yeah,
you know, it's not somebody I'd listen to all the time, if indeed at all.
I remember a few years ago, like, seeing a gig of theirs and, like, being mildly amused. But it's one of those things where the joke just kind of... where someone like you, Luke, does the same joke over and over and over again, and it just stops becoming funny.
I don't know what you mean.
But, yeah, it's like that. It's like, yeah, it's a bit of a novelty. The novelty's worn off a bit now. But there'll be lots of people that haven't heard of them, and we'll pick them up from this.
Well, do you remember... yeah, because obviously, well-known in Yorkshire, aren't they? But
yeah.
Hopefully, no.
I think they were at number 20-something in the midweeks, 29 in the midweek charts, I think.
Right. Well, whoops.
Ding-dong.
Matt Terry's going to be the top contender, because he just won the X Factor, hasn't he, apparently?
Yeah, whoever that is.
Well, this is the first year in a long time where they've actually written a song, and it's been written by Ed Sheeran, I think.
All right.
Yeah, so don't know if it's any good. I think some people are campaigning to get Sir Terry Wogan to number one with the floral dance.
Classic.
Do you remember when he did that?
Yes, yeah.
Floral dance is probably most well known for me from Brastoff.
Oh yeah, it was, wasn't that, yeah.
Brilliant. And he did a version. So they're trying to get that to number one.
Fair enough. But that's the thing now, that there's so many, because the Rage Against the Machine thing was so popular and did so well, there's so many campaigns now to get to the Christmas number one that they all cancel each other out.
Yeah, exactly. So then Matt Terry ends up, you know, the Cowell machine. Yeah.
Not that the singles chart matters anymore.
No. Do you remember the Wellstone Raider, Got No Fans?
Yes, yeah.
Somebody made a song in 2014 and tried to get that to number one.
Yeah.
That was after a video came onto YouTube of... somebody winded him up and him basically threatening to beat
him. Met him a couple of times. He's been to a few Wednesday matches and stuff.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Scott Mills phoned him up the other week as part of the advent calendar thing that they do on Radio 1.
Right.
It was a bit of an anticlimax. You all right, Scott? Yeah, all right. Have a good Christmas. That was it.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It's a funny video, though. What's he like in real life?
He's all right. Just a normal guy, really, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just had a few drinks on that particular afternoon, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Who's on next, James? Who have we got?
Next is another song that was released this week that came out of nowhere. It's Sheffield's own Alvarez Kings.
Alvarez Kings.
Sleepwalking Part 2. I really like this.
Okay. Send us in your favourite Christmas number ones, and we might read them out if we can.
Yeah.
This is Alvarez Kings.
This is Sheffield Live.
I don't know where to begin.
tune, as Neil has just tweeted in to say, tune. I love that. I think, like, almost the best two singles of the year so far have just been released this week, with that Red Faces and Alvarez Kings.
Alvarez Kings, that was awesome. For some reason, they've passed me by. I don't know why.
Oh, they've been around a while. Yeah, they do a lot of gigging and stuff. Like, well, worth seeing as well. I do like those lads.
Okay, good.
In a nice way.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
So, what are you doing for Christmas then, James? You're not going to be in Sheffield, are you? You haven't even put a tree up, have you?
No, not even bothered with the tree this year. So far, I might do later. Who knows?
Didn't even wash my hands because I'm a bloody bloke.
Exactly. So, we're off to Royal Leamington Spa for the Christmas festive Yuletide period.
Got them all in there.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, I'm going to spend it with the royalty in Royal Leamington Spa.
Fantastic. Yeah. Have you got all your presents wrapped and everything?
No.
I had, but now I've bought some more, so I need to wrap some more. Yeah. Are you in a Secret Santa this year?
No. Although I've seen a good Secret Santa thing this week. But yeah, have you got something about Secret Santa?
Well, we decided to do one with work. and for some reason, I always end up with rubbish presents.
Right.
And it's just like, why? Why always me?
Maybe they're trying to tell you something, Luke.
Well, it's like, you know, Pete got, they call him the Oracle because he's been around for such a long time. He knows everything. He's like the go-to man.
Yeah.
So somebody got him some engraved, you know, the things that you put in your collar to stop them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they're called collar stiffeners or something like that.
Yeah.
He got some engraved ones of those, which are quite cool. I got Sarah a nice bottle of gin. Somebody else got some nice books that they wanted, and I ended up with a hat.
A hat?
A woolly hat.
I can just see you in a woolly hat.
I don't wear hats.
I think everyone should wear hats, but not like woolly hats, like proper hats, like fedoras,
oh,
and
like
bowlers. And
or a trilby or something like that.
Look back at pictures from like the 40s and stuff, like 30s and 40s. Everybody wore hats.
Yeah, hats were like, you weren't properly dressed if you didn't have a hat and tie.
Yeah, forget the tie, that's pointless, but hats are nice. Let's bring hats back.
Not everyone's a hat person, though. I don't think I suit a hat, or a hat suits me, should I say. Either way, I think it works.
Yeah, it's probably the other way around.
What hat would you wear, then, if you were going to pick a hat?
I would like to wear a different one every day. Some with nice little patterns on, and some just plain black. But talking of Secret Santa, the website Reddit does a Secret Santa every year with their members. And basically you go on and you just post a little bit of information about yourself, and somebody gets selected as your Secret Santa and sends you a gift based on what you've put.
Right.
There was somebody on Reddit this week who entered a Secret Santa thing. A big box turned up at their house. They opened it up, and it was from Bill Gates. Santa was actually Bill Gates from Microsoft.
What did he get him? Like some gold?
All kinds
things?
Of stuff. She put that she was a Nintendo Legend of Zelda fan. So
right.
he got her some Legend of Zelda mittens and this, that, and the other. Got her one of those new NES classics that have just come out. Like the old game console that's been re-released. Got her like pictures of like Zelda and stuff, and then in the bottom of the box was a big massive Xbox with four different controllers. And
wow,
yeah.
But to be honest, I've only got that for free.
Well, of course, but and like limited edition stuff as well to do with like Xbox and games and stuff.
Awesome.
And the best bit was they took her profile picture, which was a picture of her husband and their dog, and photoshopped himself, or somebody's done it for him, but photoshopped himself in it and signed it.
Wow. Wow.
And,
well, that's
put,
nice.
And put it in a Legend of Zelda photo frame.
Oh, that's cool. Well, at the just while you're on photoshopping, we had a big green screen thing at the Christmas do, because we're all in fancy dress, so they took us all into the thing and put a background in it. Yeah. And we were all as Grease, but I look like, because Sarah has sort of leaned right across, it looks like there's hardly any gap between Sarah and Pete, and it looks like they've just photoshopped my face in the top corner. It doesn't look like I'm really there. But so that's a bit of a shame.
What just happened there? My bottle just exploded in my hand.
Well, not literally. I think we're okay, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm still alive.
Yeah, just. It was touch and go. What's the next one, James?
It's one of your favourite bands, I Set the Sea on Fire.
Oh, we're only going to play it once,
though, apparently. Just once this time. This is from their Forever Diabolical B-Sides EP thing that's out at the minute. It's called Animals Don't Go to Heaven.
Oh.
Spoiler fear.
Satan, although my hour's approaching, I'm more bone than flesh, and my time's but a burden. I remember being told animals don't go to heaven. We are pawns to the inevitable, and all our quadrillion. Though I lay down in hellfire, as comfortable as natural, I stitch on my smile. Burn me by the riverside when I was a child. I was terrified of God's way. The stories told at Sunday school will haunt me to the grave. So goddamn your smile, so crooked and wild. Goddamn you, Lucifer, I'm a slave to your style. My evil's defined, throw the grin lines in denim in me. Woman and wife, the bad hand that life dealt me. A putrid be the word, spewed out from your Bible. Corruptible as holy men, fascist and vile. In the grace of your Lord, your hand shakes like a cannibal's. The word of your prophets completely unjust.
Set the Sea on Fire. I was just looking. We got that one sent from All Your Records, who sponsor Carl's podcast. But yeah, they sent that for us to play, and they've labelled it as alternative / grunge / funk. I don't think it is any of those things, that song.
No, me neither, really.
It's a bit more folky than anything, isn't it?
Yeah, more sort of Mumford and Sons, but less acoustic-y.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And they didn't have the trumpets and stuff in it like they usually do.
No, I know.
It's not as good as the other songs, basically.
Might be why it's on the B-sides.
Yeah.
Good, though. Good, just not as not as energetic as the others. But different.
Enjoyable.
Bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not worth playing twice, is it?
No. I should just clear up. I didn't mean to play it twice the first time, but you weren't here and I got all flustered.
Well, I have that effect usually when I'm here.
Well, yeah. I listened back to the anniversary show podcast, and it was hilarious.
Hilarious. It was definitely something.
I really enjoyed it. That was probably the highlight.
It was 3 hours of manicness where I think you were still drunk for most of it.
To be honest.
Then Paul Fletcher crashed it and we topped up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
To be honest, I think Danny Pietnik held that whole afternoon together.
Yeah, he did say something like, yes, I am a human solvent or something. I can't do him justice. But yeah, I've not laughed that much for a long time. It was great. And Paul Fletcher sent a big thank you on social media, yeah, thanking everyone for his support. Yeah. But it's been great having him on, and he's done some really good stuff this year.
Yeah.
Looks like next year is going to be big for him as well.
I've just remembered that during that anniversary show, he said that he was going to come in and play a Christmas song for us and today, but obviously we've
not. Oh, did he?
Yeah, we've not chased that up.
Well, to be honest, he might be outside now trying to get in.
Maybe.
Knowing Paul Fletcher.
With a carrier bag of biscuits.
Oh, yeah, ideally, yeah. Yeah. Perfect. I've just noticed that there's a cactus on the wall called Dan.
Yeah. That's Dan the Cactus. There's something different in the studio every week. And
yeah,
it's not new equipment.
I'll tell you what doesn't change. Paul Sellers leaving the window open. So you can hear everything, and I always forget to check.
Well, he likes a bit of a draft in his face whilst he's scratching his vinyl.
Clearly, yes.
I don't think I've ever heard him scratch any vinyl, to be honest.
No, sometimes the songs he plays sounds like that's what he's doing, but it's not.
That Aphex Twin song was interesting.
His show today was well, eclectic as ever. It's called Eclectica, but we came in and he was playing 10cc, I'm Not In Love.
Yeah, so don't forget it.
And then went into something completely different.
Yeah, the Aphex Twin.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was basically lots of bleeps and...
Well, I thought, we said, drums, didn't we? It's like, yeah, it's the needle not doing its job here.
Yeah, was it jumping?
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Paul Sellers' show. If our listeners haven't listened to Paul Sellers before, as he's on at 12 till 2.
Yeah, he
and
is.
His show is really, really good. Like, it is a really good eclectic mix of anything.
He has played some really, you know, unheard of versions of some really great songs, actually, before.
Yeah, yeah.
What were he playing? Were he playing some Ross or something once?
I don't think
or
we've had
Erasure.
Ross.
Something, and you were like, "Oh, where's this come from?" Oh, no, it was New Order, wasn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
so it was New Order.
He's got a lot of New Order. I think he's a fan.
Yeah, probably.
I wonder if DJ Ski's going to be in today.
He didn't turn up last week, did he?
Well, I had a look on he's my Facebook friend, and so I noticed he posted some photos, and there were photos taken in Vietnam. Like, you know how you get the little
location stamp. Yeah.
Vietnam.
Wow, maybe that's from the holiday then.
He went to Thailand, didn't he? Wonder if. But actually, as though he was posting them from Vietnam then.
All right, who knows then?
Yeah, who knows? But if he did go to Vietnam, he's done some right travelling, hasn't he, recently?
Yes, he's definitely. Definitely.
He's actually 7 hours ago, just looking on there now, 7 hours ago, he's posted a video from Vietnam.
So he's in Vietnam?
It looks like it.
So he's gone to Thailand, come back, and then gone back to Vietnam?
Looks like it, yeah.
Surely it would have made sense to stay there, because he's only up the road, as it were.
Indeed. Maybe he just liked Thailand that much, and he came back and
Maybe he really likes planes.
Maybe. They're not bad planes going over there as well, are they, from here?
No, you get fed and everything. Free drinks. James, why did the pop star go to the toilet?
Because he needed a wee.
To do a Christmas number one.
Oh, my God. Is that some tumbleweed floating past?
Yeah, I've got plenty more of them, James.
You got Christmas cracker jokes, is it?
Yes.
Yay, brilliant.
Who is Santa afraid of?
Go on.
The elf and safety officer.
Wow.
That was me trying to get a Christmas film in a Christmas joke there. Managed it.
When, you know, our mate, Little Rich, used to work with him at my Sheffield jobs, and we did lots of other job sites and stuff around the country. And for Christmas, we launched My Lapland Jobs.
Oh, right.
And we did, like, fake adverts for, like, elves and things like that. Like, reindeer keepers and...
Rich could be an elf, because he's only little.
He is, he's tiny.
He's a little
person.
Man. Shall we have another song?
Yes. This is the one that, from America, some hip-hop artist has sent us this one. They've uploaded it.
Some what?
Hip-hop artist.
Excellent.
Am I still drunk? I don't know.
Don't know.
Yeah, he sent us this. He's actually sent the whole album, and this is only a short one from the album. It's actually not that bad. It's got a little bit of...
Well, don't sell it too much.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's got a bit of, like... who was it that did Never Can Say Goodbye? Was it Communards and someone else before that?
Oh.
It's that kind of
testing
thing,
isn't
it? But it's only 2 minutes long. There's not even that much rapping in it, but I just thought it was a nice little tune to play that we'd had sent in.
Well, you can send yours in as well.
Yes.
DJ1.co.uk, upload it that way, or you can get in touch on Twitter at The Squeak. Yeah. Send us your tunes.
Goodbye to my passion, it's like saying goodbye to your life while it's lasting. I'm in love with hip-hop, like my wife, love a jewel, shopping sprees, plans and flip-flops. Since the 80s, I was crazy over beats, break dancing the streets, bragging about who had the fly sneaks. With them thick laces, wearing windbreakers, still pull a cutie pie with a crooked grill, I had braces. But I had soul, with a bebop style, my Reebok style, doubt I'm in the projects, wild underage, my cousin Libyans, listening to legends on tape decks, I couldn't escape it. I would anoint my notebooks full of joints, skipping class to practice my craft, and everybody knew it. It's in my bloodstream, till the day that I die with tears in my eyes. I can't say goodbye to the music.
Scars is the guy that put that together, and it's from his album My Life Is a Business. That's called Never Saying Goodbye, and apparently that album's out on Valentine's Day, so
we've
not even got past Christmas yet. nice early bit of promo there.
Absolutely. That was pretty cool, that. You weren't exactly selling it in your lead up, but I quite enjoyed it.
I think I just
decided that you didn't like it.
No, I do like it. I'm just tired, I think, so I don't think I'm coming across as my normal positive self about anything today. All the tracks that we played today, I really like. I've probably come out with some derogatory comment about each one of them at some
probably,
point.
Probably, yeah. But you've got to keep it fair. So if you're going to slag one off, slag them all off.
Yeah.
But you like them all equally.
I do like them all equally.
Absolutely.
Well, I wouldn't play them if they were terrible.
Well no.
Depends on how many we get sent in that week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, let's move on. Thanks for sending us that in. If you're listening all the way in America, probably not. Oh, no, the time difference. What are they, something like 5 hours behind? Yeah, they could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
They might just listen to the podcast.
Yeah, as you can. Acast, iTunes, search for The Squeak, subscribe, and we'll just download.
Yeah.
We'll be there waiting for you.
We'll right into your ear holes.
Yeah.
Direct.
Yeah. Indeed.
I nearly said something else then, which would have been inappropriate for radio.
Yeah, don't. Well, if you're following Noah Ashes, everyone should be, in my opinion, but they're playing Derby tonight, so if you fancy trekking down to Derby tonight to see Noah Ashes, absolutely do.
I'll set off now. We're next to the train station. Let's just jump on a train.
We are indeed. Have they got anything else coming out? No, Ashes, that we might be able to get hold of?
Not heard anything from them for a while, to be honest. I'm sure they'll be cooking something up for the new year.
I'm sure they will. New Star Wars is out, James. Have you managed to see it yet?
I've not seen it, but of the probably dozen people or so that I know that have seen it, only one person said it's any good.
Oh, right.
It's supposedly not too great.
Because it's got a decent cast, hasn't it? It's Riz Ahmed's in it from The Night Of. And,
yes,
all the other things he's been in. He was in Bourne. He's been quite a lot.
It's got Darth Vader in it, so it should sell itself just based on that.
Yes, and all the merch.
Yes, I think that's what one of the big complaints is. It just feels like it's a film setting up toy sales.
Mm. It's always the way, though, when Star Wars is out in the cinemas.
It's gonna get tiresome very quickly, though, because...
Well, they're bringing films out as often as they are at the minute.
Every year. They've planned one for every year for, like, the next 10 years or something.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Episode 8, is it, was out next year.
Mm.
And then there's going to be a Han Solo film the year after.
How?
Then Episode 9. Then.
How could there be a Han Solo film?
Because it's a prequel.
Ah.
It's of Han Solo in his younger days.
I see.
Apparently. There's supposedly an Obi-Wan Kenobi film development.
They'll have to put a lot of makeup on Harrison Ford then to get him looking that young.
I think they've cast it someone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
You
recast it. I think Harrison Ford has actually said he'll never play that role again.
Right.
He was actually instrumental in what happened to Han Solo in The Force Awakens, which we'll try not to spoil. If you haven't seen it, he dies.
I was going to say, I think I spoiled it on one of the previous shows. So, yeah, spoiler alert.
I'm really annoyed with The Force Awakens. And I'm annoyed that people liked it, because everybody's slating reboots and stuff like that. Everyone's saying, oh, there's no imagination, I don't like reboots, I don't like this and that. It is just a reboot of the first Star Wars film from 78. It's a reboot of A New Hope. It's exactly the same story with exactly the same beats, just using the characters, different characters in a different way.
It wasn't billed as a reboot, though, was it?
Exactly, that's why it's got away with it.
So what's been your favourite film of the year? Tough one, this, I know.
Ooh, favourite film of the year? I don't know, I'm going to have to think about that for a second. I'm not sure, off the top of my head.
It's a tough one. I'll tell you what I watched the other night. Sully, the new Tom Hanks film, about him landing a plane on the Hudson. That's got to be up there. That'll win lots of awards, I think. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. What about favourite song of the year?
Favourite song of the year?
Or maybe favourite song of the squeak, then.
The squeak. I think...
This is the first full year that we've had, isn't it?
It is. I think that it probably has to be an October Drift. I think Cherry Red by October Drift I still play that all the time, even now.
I don't know. It's a tough one. I mean, we picked all the top picks for the anniversary show, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't, actually. We only had five, which was quite difficult, getting five of all the songs that we've played. Have you got any more stats on how many songs and bands and everything we've played?
I've got the stats from the anniversary show, which was that we'd played 187 different songs by 135 different bands and artists.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's great. We'd like to do more, though. We'd like to smash that next year.
Yeah, I think we've got to beat that for next year.
We've got to blow the roof off.
Most played artist was a Slow Readers Club. We played them 9 times.
They've had a big year, though. Yeah. They've had a big year.
Yeah, deservedly so. And the most played song was Follow You by Four Authors. Surprisingly, I Set the Sea on Fire didn't come in that.
Despite you playing it twice. Even though I sort of really tried hard to make that happen, inadvertently. Yeah, no, it's been a good year. And we would like to play even more music and more bands next year. So please send us your music in.
Yes, do.
At The Squeak on Twitter, facebook.com/thesqueak, dj1.co.uk to upload it. Or you can email it to us, thesqueak@sheffieldlive.org.
Yeah.
All of those, The Squeak spelt wrong. THESQWEEK.
And just do it. Just don't be lazy.
It's hard work, isn't it? It's hard work, especially for you, James.
Yeah.
Trying to chase music up.
That's it. Trying to get it. Get different bands. You know, right, this week I must have emailed or messaged or spoke to around about 30 different bands to get them to send music in. They've all said, yeah, we'll send you some in, we'll send it over. And only about 3 of them have. Yeah. Lazy gits.
Yes, that's as far as we can go with that.
I'm trying my best. I want to play your music. Just give it us.
We'd love to. Please send it in. So what does your Christmas break look like now then? What do you have any traditions? Christmas films, Christmas food, Christmas music?
I think we'll probably see Elf and Home Alone at some point.
I love Elf.
You can't ever watch that enough. Other than that, like food, all of it.
Mince pies, for me.
Yeah, well, you've already gone on the mince pie trail, haven't you?
Yeah, start strong from September.
Are you still on the addiction with mince pies now? You've still got a cupboard full?
I wouldn't say it's an addiction. I'd just say it's an intense liking.
Did you have to move some mince pies to accommodate the pâté and cheese you got from your party last night?
No, because we didn't have anything in the fridge. That was ridiculous, yeah. My niece is 18th last night. There was so much food at the buffet, we ended up taking some of it home.
Cheese,
pâté, all the expensive stuff. Yeah, some excellent...
Luke in one sentence. All the expensive stuff.
A house brick of pâté.
you chose the right stuff, to be honest. Cheese and pâté is...
Yeah, all the food.
Do you like the really strong cheeses?
No, blue cheese is a no-no for me.
Yeah, it's an instant headache for me.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Give you a headache?
Instant migraine, blue cheese.
Oh, do you get migraines as well?
Yeah.
Oh, nightmare. No, I like a bit of Mexicana cheese, but it gives me heartburn.
I love Mexicana cheese.
Yeah.
It's basically just like Red Leicester with chilies in it.
Chilies, yeah. Very good.
But yes, I like anything hot, to be honest. Although, saying that, I got Monster Munch this week. Got three different types of Monster Munch.
Yeah.
Put them all into one tub and just like a Russian roulette of Monster Munch, which everyone could get. So there was the beef ones in there, there was a pickled onion, and there was the flaming hot ones. And I've always gone for the flaming hot ones because I like hot stuff generally.
Beef.
Beef surprised me how blooming nice that is.
Yeah.
So I'm now a beef Monster Munch convert.
Excellent. Well, all that's left to say is have a very Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Have a great New Year. And we'll be back 8th of Jan.
Get drunk and forget it ever happened. That's my advice.
That's very Christmassy, James. We don't know if DJ Ski's going to be here, but I would say, unless he's in Vietnam and preparing his decks, he's not going
to
be here.
If he's posted a video from Vietnam 7 hours ago, then I think that's quite an ask for him to get here.
It may be that he surprised is better off by taking her to Thailand, and she's also booked a surprise to take him to Vietnam.
Imagine if they'd done that independently without knowing each other had done the other one.
They could make a Christmas film out of it.
They could. DJ Ski's Christmas Travels.
The name will need some work on that. But yeah, have a great Christmas, whatever you're doing. Get all your mince pies in. Try not to steal any cheese or pâté. Just buy it like normal people.
And get drunk and forget about it.
See you later, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You are listening to The Squeak.
Did I miss the start?
Taking an alternative look at the week's news.
I see you when I close my eyes.
And chatting nonsense.
Well, are you a cool? Yeah.
Plus, finding the very best new local music.
Gotta tell you, my love, it's easy.
Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak.
Walk the line.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.